There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. The only kind of holster I run. The only kind of holster I am going to run. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. One of the things you can't do unless you are, well, I don't even know if you want to do it if you're that in that case. You've successfully defended yourself with a gun. Now, if you're one of the lucky people that lives in Florida or Pennsylvania or Texas or Colorado or Georgia or Missouri, and I'm sure I'm leaving out of state here, Oklahoma, I think. If you're one of the people living in that state, you could be a member of something called Texas/U.S. Law Shield, which is, as soon as you make that phone call, that's immediate attorney-client privilege, which is very important if you've just been in a gunfight. Joining me again from Texas/U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker, and I don't know her last name, but today I'm told that we have Emily with us today. Is that right? We have Emily?
Yes, Emily Taylor.
Emily Taylor.
Yes, Michelle is yesterday's news. Emily Taylor is the hot new happening Texas U.S. Law Shield lawyer.
You know, I've heard you and Michelle interact. Now, she's not in the room, is she?
No.
Now, Michelle isn't really gone, is she?
No, she's feeling a little under the weather today.
So today we have Emily Taylor, huh? Okay, Emily.
Good morning.
Now, I got to ask you a few questions, you know, just to, we got to get your credentials on the table here. Now, you carry a gun?
I do.
What kind of gun you carry, Emily?
I have an M&P 9mm.
An M&P, which one? The compact, full size, the shield?
The compact, yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty serious handgun there. That's a lot of people go that route. Okay, enough said.
Yeah, Emily is a former prosecutor here in Texas.
Okay. Okay.
And we were able to woo her away from the dark side to come stand up for the rights of gun owners.
I've got all kinds of comments being made about what you said about Michelle right now, Edwin. We're not going to share that, though, because I'll be violating the FCC if I do that. Anyway, let's talk real quick.
I know Michelle has a huge fan base out there. That's why I didn't want to disappoint your listeners by just mentioning the talking this morning.
Well, let's talk about Waco. Let's talk about all the ridiculous stuff that's coming out of Texas concerning this Waco shootout. Did you see the latest thing? Why weren't the gun-owning populace in there? Why weren't the open carry people there? Have you seen that?
I have not seen that particular story, but that is an interesting take. It's going to be fascinating to see what plays out in the wake of this Waco incident, because as far as I've seen, we don't know who each of those individuals were killed by. I think there was at least three of them which had been confirmed killed by the police officers. And from a lot of eyewitness statements that I have that I've seen referenced, it was the police officers that initially began the shooting.
Yeah, and of course, there's no racism involved in that, is there? They just unloaded on those poor white bikers. That's a whole other story, though. I don't care about that. I'm just pointing out the stuff that's missing.
Yeah, the bikers were pretty much exclusively white and Hispanic, except, interestingly enough, there was a black man who was arrested as a biker, and he apparently is a former San Antonio police officer.
Well, I've heard that the Bandidos have current active duty military funneling them some grenades and C4 as well.
Well, I don't know about that. The Bandidos, they have a long, standing presence here in Texas. Interestingly, for a quote unquote outlaw biker gang, is they really take an active role in shying away from causing any disturbances or creating any sort of presence. They pretty much know that any attention they draw is going to be bad. And so they have an internal policing mechanism that really attempts to keep their activities at a very, very low profile.
Well, let's talk about the blowback. Now, one of the things they said was that this is why there shouldn't be open carry in Texas. This shootout is why there shouldn't be open carry in Texas. Now, were the bikers open carrying?
They were not. They were not open carrying. I heard that there was one AK rifle that was recovered. I haven't heard any details about where it was recovered, who it was recovered from. But no, they weren't open carrying, number one. Just you can see that from the lack of rifles present. And number two, as of the law today, open carry is illegal. However, however, there were several Bandidos and other members of the other motorcycle groups that were there that were CHL holders. And so one of the things that's actually kind of gone out into the motorcycle community, which I have not seen any direct evidence of this, and certainly if it were to occur, it would absolutely be unlawful, is that I heard that police were arresting CHL holders who happened to be wearing motorcycle vests. And if that were to occur, that would be a patently illegal arrest. There's nothing illegal about wearing a motorcycle vest and carrying a concealed handgun with a license.
Well, I think the only thing you need to worry about if you're wearing motorcycle attire without a motorcycle is maybe running into a real motorcycle gang. That might be bad for you.
Yeah, that would be very bad.
Yeah. The other thing I heard is that they have also attacked campus carry. This is why we don't need campus carry, because we're some of those guys Texas A&M students or what? What was the deal with that?
Well, no. I don't know that there were any students there, but just to go a little local for your listeners that are here in Texas, campus carry passed last night, passed the House. It passed in a very different form than passed the Senate. And so now it would have to go to a conference committee, which does present an impediment to it passing entirely. And so campus carry is definitely not out of the woods yet, out of the Texas legislature. What's interesting about the Texas legislature is it does have some very, very hard deadlines. And technically, the session is supposed to be completed by Monday. And so whatever
I read that today, I read that today. They got the
whatever's not approved by Monday is dead for 2 years.
Limited government.
Oh yeah.
All right.
No, the Texas founders in 1875, they really had their heads on straight by limiting the Texas legislature to meeting for 5 months every 2 years. There's an old phrase here in Texas that hold on to your wallets. The Texas legislature's in session, and so they wanted to limit that in scope.
Coming up on the first break, Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield, working with this is the final piece in your self defense toolbox. You can contact them and find out if you're in their state. Go to their website, find out if you're in their coverage area. cheapest coverage you'll get. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Check out the Scorpion line. You'll like that. For those of you that like to travel light, if you want to carry some extra stuff with you, this is the way to do it. Tacticalholsters.com. My guests this hour from Texas/U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Emily Taylor. How long has Emily been with you guys, Edwin? Emily, tell me how long you've been with her. Edwin don't need to tell me. You tell me.
Sure. I've been with Texas Law Shield about 6 months now.
Yeah? What do you think about the, I mean, it's sort of a, at first glance, you would think it's sort of a novel idea, but with the, of what they do, except if you look at what they do, and if you look at the expansion now of concealed carry, you look at the expansion of constitutional carry, there's, you know, one state just got it, two states had it vetoed, other states considering it and everything. This is really becoming sort of a necessary service with this kind of speciality. It's almost like real estate law, divorce law, this, that kind of thing. This is becoming sort of a needed discipline, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. And when I heard about this, I mean, I can't tell you how brilliant I thought it was. And it certainly is. It's necessary now more than ever, even here in Texas where, you know, we love our guns more than just about anything else in the world. But even here, the police agencies, the DA's offices, they're all sort of edging towards, you know, trying to take away our rights. And so it is really, it's just an awesome thing that exists out there now.
When you were operating as a prosecutor, did they ever try to get you to take cases where you were looking at and saying, but they didn't break any laws?
Oh, absolutely. And particularly, you know, particularly with guns, DA's offices are just terrified, Bill, of guns and about what happens if you, you know, maybe I don't think this person broke a law, but I'm going to send them on back and dismiss their case and give them their gun back. And then what if they do use it to break a law? And so when I saw cases where I had to dismiss it because there was no real crime that had occurred, generally speaking, my office made me do everything I could to take away their gun anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it is a very, very common prosecutorial tactic that whenever they are faced with a case that is, you know, a case that's not a slam dunk for them, a case that's not open and shut, a case where there is a great possibility that they will lose, it's always a very common negotiating tool for the DAs to say, well, we'll dismiss the case if he forfeits the weapon. And so when you've got somebody who's looking at, and so whenever you look at somebody who's facing, you know, a possible year in the county jail for a misdemeanor, versus saying, you know, okay, fine, keep my $450 Glock, a lot of times it just comes down to, you know, basically their philosophy is that everybody has their breaking point.
But that's extortion, isn't it?
Well,
Disregard the fax machine.
Not when done by the state. When it's done by the state, it's in the interest of justice.
But it sounds a lot like extortion.
Well, to you and I, yes. The people in the free world, that is correct, Bill.
Okay, well, that's the world I am in. Now, let me ask you guys a question. And it sort of sounds like the moms demand attention. And by the way, I've decided, and this is not a slight against the female gender, Emily, okay? I've decided that the moms demand attention have a lot more in common with the Manson family girls because they just parrot whatever they hear, whenever they hear it, with a blank expression on their face like some evil Stepford wife. But the moms demand attention in Texas made this statement about why weren't the open carriers there. And they make it, they're sort of making it sound like people that carry guns for self-defense on a regular basis are looking for the gunfight. Is that the attitude of the prosecutors in across the states in which you operate, including Texas? If somebody carries a gun, well, of course, this has got to be, he was carrying a gun.
Right. You know, I think in Texas they are fairly accustomed to the idea that good people also carry guns, but I think it's more an issue from the prosecutor's perspective of that very slight chance that person who is probably a good person carrying a gun, maybe he's not. And that's what they're scared of. And so they operate based on this very small chance that basically that the DA in charge is going to lose their job. I mean, if I think he's a good guy, I dismiss his case, I give him his gun back, and then he goes and he shoots someone and it's unjustified, then it's going to be all over the newspaper headlines. I'm going to get fired. Maybe my boss is going to get booted out of office next election cycle. So I think it's really, they understand that good people carry guns. They're just terrified that that one in front of them is not a good person.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. If you take his gun, okay, let's say, okay, I tell you, okay, fine, keep my gun, and I won't go to jail. Have I just lost any rights doing that, or can I just go out and buy another gun?
No, you haven't lost any rights at all.
So nothing's really happened. I just, the specter of the possibility, the very minor, minute, way low, barely statistically there possibility of me, a regular law-abiding person, going out and murdering somebody with my gun, I just won't be murdering them with that particular one.
That's right. Correct. And, the reason they do that is because they keep tabs on it. They turn that statistic in to the FBI as a quote-unquote gun taken off the street.
Ah.
And so there's actually an incentive for them to do that. But, yeah, it has legally it has no ramifications whatsoever, except that it does, in fact, preserve your gun rights. For example, if somebody were convicted of a Class A misdemeanor here in Texas, they would lose their concealed handgun license for 5 years. And in fact, if they are convicted of an offense which the federal government can interpret as a crime of quote unquote family violence, then they lose their gun rights. They lose their right to have a CHL forever, and they lose their right to purchase a firearm from an FFL forever. And in fact, in Texas, they lose their right to possess a firearm at all for 5 years.
I just don't like this. We're coming up on the next break, but I just don't like this idea that I've seen the studies that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, they do something called concealed carry killers, and they study Texas for some reason. And in Texas, the concealed carry permit holders, the people who don't have a permit are 40 times more likely to commit a crime than the people that do. And the people that have permits are 8 times less likely to commit a crime than the cops.
Yes. And also, real quick, I just want to have your listeners just clarify something. Whenever I say a crime of family violence, here in Texas, it is possible to have the definition of family includes anybody that you have ever lived with in your entire life. So you could have two old college roommates that see each other at a bar 25 years after they were college roommates. If they get into a fight, the prosecutors can prosecute that as a crime of family violence.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to know that the things that matter are being looked at. We'll be right back with my guests from Texas Law Shield, Edwin and Emily, on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Question, what are we going to do? What needs to happen here in the United States? And I know I've heard all the states' rights and everything, and I get all that and everything, but have you seen what's happened lately in New Jersey?
With regard to?
The retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant who got arrested because he had guns when he went there to visit his mother.
About the, New Jersey is notorious. For some reason, New Jersey, I don't know whether they purposely seek this out, but New Jersey, more than any other state, loves to arrest travelers and visitors to the
out-of-towners, yeah.
It's really unbelievable. I don't know whether it's because of their close proximity to Pennsylvania, you know, which is gun-friendly. But they really, are serious. Also, I think with regard to, airport travel, since New Jersey is such a big hub, with regard to airport travel, you probably have a little more travelers coming through there. But what there needs to do is that in the absence of some sort of uniform, reciprocity for CHL holders, the federal government, the Congress really needs to look at strengthening their the travelers, the firearms travelers protection laws. in which there needs to be a little more impetus on requiring the states to prove intent to commit some sort of criminal act with the firearm rather than just mere possession of the firearm itself.
Yeah, but see, here's a problem I have with this. And I know that certain attorney generals and from various states are trying to get them to do things about this, but it is now becoming increasingly apparent that they are looking for the out-of-towner. They're looking for the Shanine Allen or the Master Gunnery Sergeant Retired Zahn or the Brian Aitken or anybody that they can catch with a gun, period. Whether he's transporting them legally or not, they're going to arrest him. They had to pass a law, Edwin, in New Jersey to where if you're a New Jersey resident and you're driving to the range and you need to stop and go to the bathroom on your way there, that makes it legal now. They had to pass a law to allow that.
Yes.
It's like well, East Germany.
Well, just be thankful, Bill, that they passed that law. Because, well, the thing is that Heller and McDonald, keep in mind, you know, even though Heller now is 7 years old, these cases still hold very important precedential value.
Right.
And as we see cases move on up the judicial ladder, you may see a lot of these laws being declared unconstitutional. For example, one of the key points about Heller is that it did not produce a standard by which firearms laws could be judged. It just said that the state had to have at least a little more than the rational basis to pass the law, but it didn't say that they were held to the highest constitutional review standard, which is strict scrutiny.
Right.
However, there is a U.S. District Court judge here in Texas, in Fort Worth, that ruled that the Heller case does establish, or that the Second Amendment does establish, a strict scrutiny standard. And a lot of these ridiculous state laws, they will not be able to survive a strict scrutiny review. So in the event that strict scrutiny actually becomes part of our constitutional jurisprudence, mm-hmm. I think state laws are going to start to fall regarding firearms.
This thing that just happened in D.C. with Scullin, where he has basically scuttled their shall or may issue and their good reason clause and all this other stuff where you have to show good reason to need to carry a gun. Is that going to affect New York City and is that going to affect New Jersey? I'm sure they'll resist.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean,
they'll absolutely resist. But, you know, the thing about it is that unfortunately these changes don't happen overnight. They do take time.
Well, I know.
So unless people of New Jersey just happen to wake up and start voting out their anti-gun legislators, you know, and ultimately that's the answer. You know, we do have our rights. We do live in a constitutional republic. The rights of the political minority is protected. But at the end of the day, political change will come much faster than judicial change.
Yeah, that should be like the campaign slogan for Baltimore, shouldn't it?
Yes, it should. Yeah, Maryland as an anomaly. I guess it's just the presence of the anti-gun folks in D.C. But demographically, Maryland has always puzzled me, being sandwiched between two very very pro-gun states, Virginia and Pennsylvania. And now, heck, even West Virginia. West Virginia is a very pro-gun state. And Maryland just sits there, just sits there with its anti-gun laws, just creating an obstruction to everybody who tries to go between those states.
And then there's Virginia, of course. The craziest state. You know why I think they're crazy, don't you?
Go ahead and tell me.
McAuliffe. McAuliffe gets elected. That's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Terry McAuliffe. That is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it just, you know, it's that polluting D.C. influence.
I guess so. In the time that we got left, considering Garland, Texas. Now, in Garland, Texas, we had the would have to be considered the perfect response to a terrorist attack. Fast, economic, it was expedited. Everything worked great. It was an old guy like me, so I felt vindicated by it. And so many good things. What do you think? And we talked about this yesterday. What do you think would have happened? And we'll probably have to bleed this over into the next segment. But what do you think would have happened if that 60-year-old shooting them and killing them in 15 seconds? What would have happened if that had been a civilian doing that?
Well, I don't know. You know, obviously here in Texas, we understand the presence of CHL holders. And we understand that, you know, we really believe in the old adage that nothing can stop a bad guy with a gun except a good guy with a gun. So I think that if the CHL holder would have done it, that he might be receiving, you know, commendations from the city of Garland. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. In this particular instance, it was an individual who was a law enforcement officer. The next time, it might not have been a law enforcement officer. Now,
right.
Garland, the city of Garland did, you know, purposely have a larger police presence just because they thought something like this act may actually happen, and in fact it did certainly come to pass.
Yeah, they had a couple of these guys weren't exactly they weren't very good. I'll say that for them. I'm glad they had the people they had in place, and I'm glad it went exactly the way it went. But that's one thing about ISIS. The read on ISIS is that they don't worry about cover, they don't wear armor very often, and they're not afraid of anything, and you can pick them off as they're coming at you.
Yeah, and
because they will come at you.
Yeah, and they don't seem to have very high recruiting standards.
No, they don't. Anybody can come. Anybody can show up. We're going into the last break. Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield. If you're not a member, and you can be, I don't know why. We'll give out the states where you can be a member when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. All three generations of equipment that they have there, including the latest, which is the Incog Shadow, which is a inside-the-waistband holster to accommodate both your pistol and your pistol-mounted flashlight. All three generations. Lifetime warranty, and they very rarely actually have to exercise that. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. And a quick administrative note, for those of you that took the time to download episode 692 that came out on the 13th of May, I'd really like to give you my appreciation for not pointing out to me that I didn't know how to spell my first name when I was typing out all that stuff. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. My guests this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield are Edwin Walker and Emily Taylor. Emily, you know, so I've been doing this. We've been doing this now for two, going on 3 years, and, you know, I apologize for that. No, I want to give you your due.
No problem, Bill.
Okay. I got asked an interesting question, guys, as we were going into the break. You know, in certain states, like in Maryland, everybody saw the story in Maryland where a guy got pulled over, the Maryland cops checked his tag and found out the dude had a concealed carry permit. He didn't have his gun with him because he had been going to New Jersey from Florida. I think his name was Philippidis or something like this. But they tore his car apart, pulled everything apart, figured out they couldn't find the gun, and then they just left him on the side of the road with his car basically taken apart. Because they were looking for the gun. What about that? I mean, shouldn't there be some sort of legal protection? Shouldn't we be able to travel and not have that kind of junk happen?
Well, we certainly should, Bill. And that's why, you know, that's why perhaps there needs to be national legislation. The trouble is that this is a product of our I don't really know how to say it, but this is a product of our very diluted Fourth Amendment rights. We used to have very strong Fourth Amendment rights, and then whenever possessing things became a crime, obviously most commonly possession of drugs, there grew up this jurisprudence around searches and seizures that basically said that if the police have reasonable suspicion to believe that somebody is carrying contraband, which in Maryland, carrying a handgun would be contraband, if somebody's carrying contraband, the police basically have free hand to to engage in any reasonable process to search for that contraband, including tearing up your stuff and then just leaving you with the remnants. Happens all the time with houses where the police go in and punch holes in the wall, cut up couches, dump condiments out all over the kitchen. And if they don't find anything, of course, if they find something, then they're lauded as heroes by the criminal justice system. If they don't find anything, they just walk off and leave the victim to clean up the mess that they created. And all right. this is an exact extension of that.
Yeah, but I mean, what is the law in Maryland? I mean, is there in Maryland, can you not have a gun in the car?
Yeah, in Maryland you can't. You can't possess a handgun anywhere. Maryland is very, very. You know, it's one of those states that we like to refer to as the usual suspects.
How do you get it home from the gun shop?
Well, that is. I think it has to be still wrapped in its original packaging, and it can't be anywhere that's accessible inside the passenger compartment of the vehicle.
Well. And, okay, now I didn't go to law school for a bunch of years and everything. I'm just trying to understand, and I understand that, you know, states have rights and, you know, EIEIO, I get that. But why can I cross one border? Why can I be in one state where it's perfectly legal not only for me to have it, but to own it, to carry it in the open? I can hang it from my neck if I want to. And yet I go into another state and I can't even have it in the car. And that's considered... I mean, why hasn't somebody in Maryland, for example, and I don't, for all I know, they probably have. How is this just happening and nobody's doing anything about it?
Well, because they're allowed to do it. I mean, state legislatures are allowed to pass laws on anything that they're not impeded by either their own constitution, the federal constitution, or federal law from doing.
Right.
And the furthest that federal law has gone to saying state laws can't enforce gun laws is the Travelers Protection Act, which has a very, very limited scope. So if this traveler was, if he had a Florida license, and he was traveling from Virginia, which I believe recognizes a Florida license, to Pennsylvania, who right. recognizes the Florida license, and he had his firearm unloaded and in a container in the trunk, he theoretically would have had the protection of the firearms traveler's protection law.
Yeah, but I mean, some of these, like I'm being told in the chat room, don't have a bullet in the glove box either. Is that illegal?
In some places, they consider ammunition to be the same as a firearm.
Okay. You know, the only reason I ask all this stuff is at some point, you know, I'm going to take off. And I have lots of people listening to the show behind certain members of enemy lines and all this other stuff, but... just makes me, you know, I'm just never going there, I guess.
Yeah, we deal with these questions a lot with regard to what I think a very high percentage of our calls from Texas Law Shield members, since obviously Texas Law Shield, the two very important pieces of member benefit that the member gets is they obviously have legal representation when they use
right.
their firearm, which is primary, but also they have the ability to call in and ask questions about legal issues that they want to know about. And a very high percentage of our phone calls are people who are going to other states. And, you know, what are the basic firearms laws of those states? Do they recognize a Texas concealed handgun license? If not, how is a safe way for a traveler to carry their firearm? Can they take it in the hotel with them? Things like that.
Does a concealed carry permit that's issued by a state, does that need to be looked at the same way a marriage license, driver's license, any of that other stuff is considered? Because every time somebody says something like that, then the states that absolutely prohibit almost everything.
Yeah.
They want to go constitutional on you then and start crying states' rights.
Correct. And that's the basis of the argument. I know that for several years there has been a movement to create this national reciprocity, but it's not really national reciprocity. It's just simply compliance with the full faith and credit clause of the U.S. Constitution.
Really?
And And you're right. It's, you know, having a handgun license is the same as having a marriage license or having a driver's license. And the full faith and credit clause of the United States guarantees that those will be honored by the individual states. But for some reason, and I try to know a lot of history and a lot of legislative intent, but for some reason, concealed handgun licenses have never been given that same status.
That's something I know that Cornyn out of Texas keeps introducing that. I sort of look at that with sort of a jaundiced eye because, you know, he's proposing this. Even though the Republicans have the Senate and the House, they still have Obama as president. So I don't know that what the chances of that will be. Texas Law Shield will be back with me next week. And real quick, I'm going to give the states, if you live in one of these states, they operate there right now. You can be a member of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. Georgia, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, Colorado, Missouri. What am I missing?
Colorado, Oklahoma.
Got those.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania got that one.
Yep. So those are the states currently.
Georgia, Missouri.
Florida.
If you're not a member of Texas, you guys need to contact Shanine Allen and maybe give her a membership for a year. Let her be the spokesperson.
Well, actually, her attorney who represented her in New Jersey is our Texas U.S. Law Shield program lawyer in New Jersey.
Cool. Well, maybe she's a member now and you just don't know it.
Well,
she certainly needs to be.
Yes, sir.
Would you guys actually have ridden into, would you have looked at that as what I would have looked at it as, well, you know what, we're going to run out of time. So we'll have to do this again. They'll be back with me on Thursday next week. Guys, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. Emily, it was very nice to speak to you. You need to be a little more vocal next time, okay?
Next time, I promise. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Folks, we'll do this again in 22 hours tomorrow on the show. Chris Knox, Firearms Coalition. Between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.